Let's go to the structural report. That will take Rodrigo's motion.
Okay, so for
then we'll go to public comment.
Then made some comments about Sarah. I didn't have enough comments for all of the listeners. But starting with the purpose of the Austin Structure Governance Committee is to create and propose KKFK-LSD rules, policies, and guidelines that are in accordance with the Pacific Foundation bylaws, mission, the facility functioning of the LSD. Duties include but are not limited to tasks assigned to by the LSD and the following. Ensure that the LSD is in compliance with the role set for it in bylaws. Monitor the obligations and duties of LSD committees and the LSD as a whole. Serve as the conduit for LSD agenda items. Determine their appropriateness for the agenda. This is relevant to the Harrison Wild issue. I'll repeat it again, number three. Serve as a conduit for the LSD agenda items. Determine their appropriateness for the agenda, the date of their placement on the agenda, and their priority on the agenda itself, as well as the allotment of time given to each agenda item. Also monitor the disposition of agenda items so that the motions that are passed are carried out. The motions that are tabled are kept track of, etc. Example given the 2004 board was completed, and we see the example of the CM and PD evaluations that did not come about in other courts and were already out of compliance with the bylaws. This structure committee will stay on top of that, and committees weren't bringing things in and putting us in that position. We bring it to the general body for the committee also recommends the following. To look at mechanisms more efficient with the workforce, the agenda items be sent to the structure committee 10 days in advance of the LSD meeting. Now, we're not backing this as a resolution, just a very strong recommendation. If you don't do it, we're going to make it a resolution. 10 days in advance of the LSD meeting, the committee will meet within 7 days prior to the LSD meeting to assist in developing and prioritizing LSD meeting agenda. That in the process of evaluating agenda items, the disposition of such items, such as referring them to an advisory committee, may be pursued. The internal LSD election be held when our meetings fall on a Saturday, not on an evening like tonight, would be the night we're doing the county exam. The committee bring copies of their reports to these meetings and then distribute them on the listservs to minimize the length of time of the verbal report. That LSD, okay, and now this is in relation to what was referred to the structure committee last time. This was from Dave, having to do with the finance and the GM evaluation committee, so the listeners should be on it. There were three recommendations. One is to follow the Houston model that does not permit listeners, non-LSD listener sponsors, because of issues of confidentiality, reports that are confidential. The second one was the non-LSD listener sponsors to run either of those committees that they and LSD members all sign confidentiality agreements developed by an attorney, actually, that is there. And it matters beyond policy and or they're being confidential. And our proposal for discussion in the committee that the LSD members could adjourn into executive session. Now the problem with that is that then you disenfranchise permanent members of the committee, and so that was problematic in that remaining question. Those are three conceivable models that we know of thus far. Don has been charged with being in touch with the other chairs in order to develop a pattern, and he's going to comment on that right now, just 20 minutes.
Yeah, good.
And then, let's see, we also need to, we have a serious problem with the agenda as we can see tonight. Right now, just going out of the gate, you have half an hour of listener comments, half an hour of P&B reports, and then an hour of committee reports. And that doesn't include actions on the resolutions. It leaves us no time to take any action. Something absolutely has to be done about that, because realistically, that takes up 2 hours right there on paper.
Yeah.
Anyway, then the motion that's coming out, and I'm at the end of my report, the motion that's coming out is that the LSD Structure Committee be empowered to establish a working group to propose, this is a motion by the way, that the LSD Structure Committee be empowered to establish a working group to propose formalized written procedures for STB IRB elections by the LSD for Assembly of Delegates that is approved by the Structure Committee and then brought to the RNC for ratification. For those who are not aware of them, you have seen them. The ones that have formally been working on this committee, this working group, have met Art Stasny, Roger Zimmerman, Jack Manning, Fred Rock, and Casey Peters is also agreed to serve on that working group. Now back to the specific motions and how they're related to Mr. Baxton. Is that on the Harrison Wild motion, is that given that we're asking the LSD members to bring their agenda items to the Structure Committee, and at that Structure Committee we're going to prioritize,
but in limited capacities. Only LSB are voting members, and when confidential matters are discussed, the meetings are closed to non-LSB members. Another model is where all members sign very binding legal confidentiality agreements, and then they actually participate on the committee with votes under strict confidentiality agreement. But I think we still need to hear from the Pacifica National Board attorney on this, which we have not done, especially on finance. Okay, now let's just so that everyone is clear, Lydia, would you just make it clear to us, there was one motion on the special election committee. Were there any other motions in that report?
Only that it renders, in my opinion, that if we implement what is being recommended here about the agenda items being brought to the Structure Committee or emailed, then it renders the Harrison motion, in my opinion, any agenda items or LSB members are going to be vetted anyway. But there is, in other words, nobody's agenda item automatically gets onto an agenda for any reason.
Okay, but just for clarity, before we go to discussion, then you're asking the board to approve the recommendations of the Structure Governance Committee, right?
Well, we didn't turn it into a motion.
Okay, that's
but,
all I needed to know.
Exactly. But okay. I'm just saying that we're going to proceed with this, and then if people do find it inadequate, then we'll turn it into a binding resolution.
Okay, so the only motion is a special election team that she mentioned. All right, sure.
I think this is all extremely good. I would like the Structure Committee to consider some kind of, for lack of a better term, appeal process, so that if the Structure Committee deems something not appropriate, there's some exchange about it and it can be challenged.
It can be, and it will be included in the report. So, I mean, you know, these are like our minutes. It will be anything that is brought to us by anyone will be in there, and the disposition will be noted that it was referred to a committee, that it is not timely for this meeting, but may be reconsidered at the next meeting, that sort of disposition. So there's a record disposition of everything brought to us for agenda items.
Maria.
I don't like very much of this at all. I don't like a committee monitoring the LSB being in compliance. I don't want a police committee, number one. Number two, this essentially disempowers an elected chair. When the structure committee gets to set the agenda, I know. I'm telling you what my reaction is to the report. So, I mean, when a committee gets to decide what's on the agenda, then why, you know, it's sort of like we elected a chair to do that. I'm just telling you why I don't like it. In evaluating the agenda items, that kind of thing. And then the idea that a board member may want something on the agenda and it doesn't get on there, it doesn't give the rest of the board a chance to, and making the referrals, you're looking at me funny like you don't understand what I'm saying. The idea that this one committee gets to decide where the motions are sent. Or the agenda items are sent before they're heard by the board. I think the board is supposed to do that. The board itself.
Okay. Let me go to the stack, and then David is next, and then we'll come back to Lydia.
How much time do we have on this?
Well, actually, if you'll notice in the agenda, each committee was only supposed to have 5 minutes, which is totally unrealistic, of course, but the... That's right. But I think what we'll do is we'll go through this stack, and then we'll actually look at what we have to decide, because there are no motions except one. So this discussion may have to be put off, because there isn't a motion that deals with the material that you're talking about. That's right.
We're not ready for a motion.
That's right. So let's go through this stack. It's David's next.
Okay, I just want to say one of the fundamental rights of a member of an assembly is to bring a matter before the body for business. So I don't think it's appropriate for the structure committee to say, no, you can't. What I do think is appropriate is for a structure committee, possibly, to meet and recommend, you know, we'll work with the chair to develop an agenda. But the issue is really one of... deciding as a body what we think is most important for us to get done, so we prioritize. So that basically people bringing one-off motions that they think are important don't prevent the body from doing things. But I understand the sentiment, and maybe what I'm saying is just what they've already said. I do think that it does move the while motion. It says basically you come to the structure committee to get something on the agenda. Well, they could come equal. People can come equally well to any member of the board to do that. So I think it needs more work.
Okay, now people, because of time constraints, we're going to go through this stack, and I'm not going to add anyone to the stack. The only thing we're going to be voting on, as I understand it, is the creation of a special election committee. So I would like you to address that as well as possibly your opinions about these other issues that do not have a motion behind them. The SAC is Terry, Margaret, Bill, Jan, and Arturo, and no one will be added. Then we'll have to evaluate where we are. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to request the structure committee reform the first paragraph here into a specific resolution as a mandate for the structure committee. I will point out that under the rules, if we have a structure committee that prepares a proposed agenda with items on it, it's still up to the body to control its own agenda, and members can add items at the meeting. So the structure committee is just taking over some of the burden of the chair with regard to proposed agendas. They're not gatekeeping. We need, the groundwork of the elections committee I've monitored, and we have something really good there, and I hope we go forward with it.
Very good. Margaret?
Yeah, I agree with Terry. I agree with the proposal on the elections committee, and also to say that I think we have to really, first of all, commend the structure committee for the work they put into what I think is a very well thought out proposal to really help us get through the work, and also to think about the legal ramifications when we don't meet what the bylaws say we're supposed to meet. I mean, given specifically the comment you made, Maria, about gatekeeping or policing, frankly speaking, it is a problem when the bylaws say that we're supposed to have an evaluation done and the evaluation is not done. That puts the entire board in a very precarious situation. So I do think we need help. I do think we need help with the agenda. The chair is part of the structure committee. I don't think anyone is trying to disempower the chair, because the chair is working with the structure committee on this. And it doesn't disempower the LSB, as Dave and Kerry just said, we can comment. So I think on the agenda and move for changes as we did tonight. So I think that we should move forward with the spirit of these recommendations and go on and get the work done. I'm very worried. I mean, I'm part of the Management Evaluation Committee. We now have to figure out how we're going to salvage the fact that 04 was not done and get something done very, very quickly. Okay, because it's not, we are in, violation of the bylaws. That is a very real situation we have to address, and I appreciate the structure committee coming up with a way to get us out of that mess.
Okay, thank you, Martha. Bill.
I actually feel like this will help us. Solicitors elected us to take care of some serious business, and we spent a lot of time in procedural issues and figuring out agendas. I'm glad that everybody has put some thought and time into this, figure out priorities, give us some leadership. Like Terry said, if you don't like it, we can always change it. I think that's going to help us find a lot. We found it a lot. And that's not a hit on you, Don. It's just, I think we haven't had
our point to it. Huh? No, we're not going to be able to. All right, Jen.
I think just of the structure committee is great. I like the concept of having policemen help our policemen helping us police ourselves. I like, you know, moving things to committees and figuring out where they go. I think it's really, we started trying to do that last year. We sort of blocked from doing that, and I think it's great concept, and I'd really like to see it go forward. And I think having a election committee is a good idea. We need to do that and get it done.
I know, we've got
to.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'll call a question.
There is a question, but it's not what's being discussed. The question is on the motion to create the special election. The question has been called. Is there a second to that question? Oh, okay.
Vote after the comment.
That's right. But just to call the question, those in favor of ending debate, raise your card. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, this is now closed, and after public comment, we'll vote on the proposal to create the election. The election collective. The chair recognizes Rodrigo for his motion.
Basically, the motion that I'm doing is regarding the situation that happens in the meetings, in general meetings with LSP. We don't have no translation for Spanish, and because of the increment of the Spanish programming, we really believe that there will be probably more people that would like to come and, you know, be here at the meeting and to be part of the meeting, actually, and, you know, we talk about some issues that maybe are not talking about, because so we know people from south of the border have their own issues, right? And so therefore we do the motion to have, you know, translations available in the general meeting of the LSB. It either can be done by somebody who's appointed to do it, not to say there's only a few people, but in the case more people come, you know, perhaps either an electronic device or something, you know, or a formal, you know, the device that would, you know, get you a cell phone or something like that. Okay, if it is bad, then to have the announcement that we need that in English, we need an English announcement. I'll invite the people to come to the LSB meetings, but we don't need both announcements in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
If it is bad, then to also have announcement in Spanish.
Okay, Rodrigo, what we want to do, you don't have a motion constructed at this point, do you? Okay, what we want to do at this moment is create a motion that will take into consideration your concerns.
Motion is built in the structural committee.
Well, do we have...
He does have
it. Oh, he does have a motion.
Oh,
I haven't seen that.
So this is one right here. It's kind of short.
Just read it.
Read it.
The local special board has the admission system for Spanish-speaking areas. For the local special board general meeting, it can be done with the dedicated person appointed by the LSB or by an electronic device if there are many people in the audience. So that's basically what it says. The part that we have to add to that is that it should be announced.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. So the motion includes an on-air announcement in Spanish. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't see that. Good. Okay. We'll do a quick stack here. Eva, Arturo, Donna, and David. Eva.
Thank you. I told you before the motion. One of the things that we had at a couple of the LSB meetings, maybe a year and a half ago, we had Spanish translation equipment, and nobody used it. So we have to look at how do the outreach on the air and off the air to motivate people to find and use the equipment we've done before. So definitely, we rent the equipment. So there's a cost factor to this, but also when it comes to budget issues, that Spanish translation in general needs to be a budget item for PCSA. The finance committee can take this up because we're talking about in all the documentation, FCC, everything, regulations, policies, are all in English, so that also comes under the Spanish language issue. I just absolutely trust them to start running the promo in Spanish as well for the LSB meeting.
Okay, now the chair would like to kind of figure this out. If there's not going to be someone opposing this motion, I don't think it's good use of our time to hear several endorsing comments. So is there anyone who wants to speak against this motion? Okay, before we go to that, David.
Yeah, I just want to ask about the expense issue. Is it possible to get volunteers who will do this, or would this be somebody that we have to put in connection? And can we buy that equipment so we're not all spending it?
Yeah, we do have some suggestions. Now, because of the time constraint, I think we need to think of this as appropriate translation. The first thing is to service those who need it. And then the second consideration is cost, because it is a cost issue. But I do not want to spend time here on details. The only person who raised their hand around possibly speaking against the motion is Terry. So I'm going to recognize Terry, and then I'm going to hope that instead of dealing with details, we can actually pass or defeat the motion on its merits and let the details be dealt with later. The chair recognizes Terry.
Yeah, part of it was already addressed. I can't approve it until I know what it's going to cost.
Yeah. Okay.
So we may have to refer it to a committee and bring back a cost estimate. You know,
okay.
The rental equipment.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak against the motion? Okay. All right. The chair recognizes Arturo.
I want to add something quick. That it is actually an overall policy. I think that you guys are going in the right direction, which is talking about translation, about documents, et cetera, et cetera. In addition to reports to the listeners in Spanish, so you know, it's actually a whole package there.
Can I comment on the that we can go down without dealing with the expense issue? I think the way Rodrigo has framed it, if there are a few people, it's probably someone sitting next to them who are translating, and there are more people, and I believe that's what he's saying, that we then go into the equipment issue when we have some critical mass. So I don't think that the expenses
okay. Okay, but as long as we're going ahead with discussion, it's Donna who should have the floor, because I recognize her on the staff. Donna. She passed. And then David was on the staff.
I just want to say, I'd like to mention so that if there's, we approve it as a motion, and we ask the Finance Committee bring forth the cost analysis as far as to be considered, as far as considering the cost associated with it.
Okay, before I take Margaret, that's an amendment. David, you're proposing an amendment that it be analyzed by the Finance Committee, right? Is there a second for that amendment?
It might have to do with that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that it be analyzed by the Finance Committee, but I do want to editorially say that Sherna has pointed out that this can be done at no expense if we have volunteers who do it simultaneously without equipment.
I want to clarify, my motion is we agree to it. We say yes.
Yeah, I understand.
We also do the cost analysis. If there are costs, because if we come back to the board.
Yeah, but David, you understand that that's an amendment, because it wasn't in the motion. That's all I'm saying. It's now it will be amended to that. All right, the last speaker here, hopefully, before a vote, is Margaret.
It's just a suggestion on cost, and Don, you may know this as well as I do, that we as a board request to D2K, that does have some funding available, and in fact had talked at a certain point about buying translation equipment as a service to the movement, that if we make a request to D2K that translation equipment be purchased and be housed at KPFK that can be used at LSB meetings, but also be available to others as needed. And that would help alleviate the cost.
Yeah. She's referring to a possible settlement with the city over a suit.
Also some still leftover money we have.
Yeah, and we also have some. So we'd have to go to D2K, which is kind of Margaret and Nina. Okay, now that is a suggestion, but we cannot vote on that because we can't prevent someone else.
Yeah, I'm just putting it out there because it is an item.
Okay, the very last comment, hopefully, before we go to a vote, is a bill.
Look, I think we should, if we have to spend the money, we should spend it.
Yeah.
Once we start advertising this, people are going to come. They deserve the best we can give them, not some volunteer who may or may not show up.
That's right.
Translation is work. So we want to have people to get it, we get it right.
We shouldn't
try to go on cheap or anything like that. We have volunteers and issues with other people. So once we start putting it out there, the interest are going to come, and we should give them the best we can. And we should figure out what the cost thing, and we should try to work with them.
Okay. Now, we do have David Eagleson's amendment that it be analyzed by finance. That was moved and seconded. Can we go to a vote on that amendment?
No.
All right. Those in favor of that amendment, raise your card.
Which amendment?
One,
I'm
two,
sorry,
three,
I'm not
four,
familiar.
Five,
which
six,
amendment are we talking
seven, eight,
committee
eight, 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 nine,
it's okay,
ten,
we don't need to
opposed. One, two, three, abstentions. Okay, the amendment, there's an abstention. The amendment passes, so that will be added to your amendment, your motion. And after public comment, we're going to come back and have the motion read as amended for a vote. So listeners, sponsors, we're going to go now to your comment, and then one of the things you could comment on is the proposal of Rodrigo for translation. Please, would you call the first public speaker, Jack?
We have 12 people signed up. We have a time lock.
Yes, I'm sorry to say this. 12. It would be 60.
1 minute.
1 minute. It would have to be 1 minute for us to get everyone in.
Can we hurry up?
Yes.
Let's get all these votes.
So, the first speaker, 1 minute. And would you please, Arturo, at about 50 seconds, wave a card at the first speaker?
50 seconds.
David.
Hello everyone, our show at Justice University has been going on for 7 weeks. Tomorrow is our last day. Tomorrow we'll be at 2 o'clock. I'd just like to say that, you know, with the guidance of KPMK and also with my background in the whole last 5 years in the open social revolution, so I know about dealing with the system and dealing with issues. I'm just trying to get the best program possible. You watch the programming, the best program possible for KPFK to listen and to understand quality and accuracy. You've got them, you've got together the best professors, you've got educators, you've got students together, you've got activists together, leaders, best Americans, Chicanos, African Americans, and a number of other people. Now, I'm going to say that I can't understand why the Chicago community, I'm talking about the East radio, why the Chicago community has been given a second class in relationship to this program. We've been treated second class, and in the beginning I thought I was out a current program, and now they tell me you're on and off for 8 weeks, you know, and tomorrow we're going to be reality.
You have 5 seconds.
And it's going to be a good place to be out, but we need to have a permanent program, and it's up to you to give us Justice University a chance to have a permanent slot on KPFK.
Thank you very much.
I just want to say some things about the Hustle magazine thing. Some of these meetings involve just like that being trying to make sure you quite know what's going on with it. And so it's pretty interesting about that. A couple of comments about that would be that I think there's a great opportunity here, as well as some great dangers. And I think that you guys should study the heck out of it, and I support all the study things. I agree with Eva that programming is should address this thing. And I think in the longer term, one has to consider the prospect of what you might call media warfare. The FCC has, they're disappointing a new person to play foul, and they're going to crack down on the decency issue. The Hustle magazine, I believe, can say whatever they want because it's really these sorts of things. Look at this as a great opportunity for expansion of programming and your legal team to possibly attack Hustle.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for letting us come here. You have a chance to speak. It's nice. But Okay, first of all, I think that legislation board members are running too much on the air and they need to be curtailed. I'm also a program council member. I think we have to be separate. We have to object. We need a lot more listener sponsors on committee to make objective perspective, to get a fresh view in there, because so many pressures are put on management. It's only the local station board on the committee, and too much in stuff gets circled around. And I think we need lots of listener sponsors on the committee. I just cannot believe any group in any form would ever throw away the opportunity to volunteer. But keep spreading that. Look at other groups, and see they always have the volunteers at home. The Hustler thing is right on. There was Larry Flynn in his nice little wheelchair coming to a book fair to promote his book. And there's got to be some really pertinent issues here, because if that FCC is going to pick on KPFK, then they certainly pick on Larry Flynn. Yeah. Okay, so I just want to say one other thing about...
Thank you very much.
What if Jay was good? Everything KPFK did was good, but every specific did was terrible. That's what I was saying.
Thank you very much. Jack.
Michael Novak has left, I believe. So next is Jonathan Martin.
Jonathan.
Okay, Dave was kind enough to forward you all my email subject required to have the KPFK compromised broadcast signal. Please read it. a little pointed. Don't take it personally. I don't know how much you're all listening to the signal, but it's really not good quality. There's a lot of technical issues with it, not just the outages, which is serious. Okay. What I believe needs to happen is we need a detailed technical report, Eva, from the chief engineer. Anytime there is signal degradation and especially outages of any kind whatsoever, including a sector, the way we can monitor this is to have an email box for these and a voicemail box at the station staff for people calling or their staff. The problem is nobody listens all the time, every day. Okay, now there are a few people archiving all day long, every day. Sasha is one of them. He's doing it out of his own pocket. There needs to be a budget established so that we have that, so that examples of problems can be listened to. That a lot of that is your key to understanding what's happening. This is extremely important. I cannot pick up the station.
Thank you.
But in many areas in my car, the cars are getting worse and worse. Please read my report.
And Jonathan, would you give a copy of that report? I know you have five of them.
I already gave them to one to either.
Oh, okay. Good.
One to, I'm sorry.
Great. Thank you so much.
If anyone wants to share, if anybody else has any
questions, we should have to do a handshake or we should be
able to do it.
Please, it's important. Don't have a wrong signal. People are not going to
do it. Okay, and Jack, the next public speaker.
The John Donovan second. The
John Donovan,
the station is running on Sears, 20 new signs in the parking lot of a private systems company. They're listening. Abandoned fire. You're passing a motion about abandoned fires. Marla Bernstein, in a four-way conversation in management, closed door, was banned from the station. She refuses to recognize that, and it just is unbelievable. We have to address it. We can't be dealing with all these things from here. Last month, I whistleblowed. I came in on Tuesday for a gig that I've done for over a year, year and a half, which is the front desk. I was replaced. No phone call. No anything. I'm gone. And they followed my whistleblowing. They replaced the front step so you could open the front door. The building is falling down. They're discussing now with man with staff about where we've gone in a year and a half. They're looking forward to being gone, destroying the building. The station advertises over the air for almost 30 days to try to get a food coordinator. The MTA refuses to turn their trains around because of the liability issues. They have over 100 casualties, they got 11 deaths, and they won't address that because they're afraid of liability.
You have 5 seconds.
I thought I heard you.
Well, not an attorney, but, you know, attorneys say lawsuit, and they tremble. But Jan and I think that Lydia are both wrong about the question of banning fire pollution. Almost 2 years and 9 months ago, race nationality policy was adopted. It admitted guilt and partisan racism. It admitted racist practices in the network against programmers. And 2 years and 9 months, nobody even sued. We do an apology to Black and Chicano communities in Los Angeles. With respect to the hustler method, it's easy to condemn the sexist and racist advocacy of violence against our battle in hustler. That shouldn't be controversial. That's easy. It's easy to say that we won't allow hustler to instigate violence against our programmers without a response. That should be easy to say. Of course, it's no surprise there's controversy around it because Hustler gives money to KPFK. But so in his own publication. Probably Hustler gives money to the ADA. That probably isn't the deal.
Thank you. Jack, the next speaker.
Most of the topics I was going to mention were already mentioned. I guess that's a bad thing to be in the time for this. But it's a good thing, of course. But there's some issues that I wanted to emphasize. One is Well, I actually don't even remember. I actually mentioned that last night when we were doing our show, you know, all of a sudden we found ourselves surrounded by police officers inside KDFK. I don't know if you're aware of that, but you want to bring that up to them. Actually, there was a letter that had been sent from KDFK over to the police station, and the police station actually came to the station to investigate. I don't know if you know.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to let Francisco finish, but this will not be taken off his time. Don't take this. And then, if the board would like Eva to explain.
Exactly.
Okay. How much time does he have left?
30 seconds left.
Okay, take your 30 seconds uninterrupted, and then we'll have Eva.
Okay, and then the other thing is about the on-air report to the listeners. I think it should be two ways, one in Spanish and one in English, taking into consideration that, you know, Spanish language programs or programmers should also have a chance to report to their own listeners in Spanish, whatever is going on, not only within the station, but also within the community. So that's the other thing, but mainly that's about all.
Thank you, Francisco. Jack.
Luis Garcia.
Luis.
Wait, what about
what I want to say is I want to second the motion, and the motion expressed by my compañeros, Francisco, and Dave Sanchez. David needs to have his program on the economy. He needs his program to be made permanent. I want to comment on Terry's statement about this. He has a problem with the cost involved in transportation services. But no one ever discussed the cost of doing this in English at a very expensive cost. The state of California requires Spanish translation services on the state law for many years. I think Pacifica can do no less. And we have a right to that under the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, 1848, and Article 27 of the Nation's Covenant on the civil and political right of recognized national authorities.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Sasha Carlson. Two things. I just wanted to mention it. Jackie from Not Out of LA was kind enough to trust me. Both of you asked for donations. If anyone would like to take one, I promise to put it up somewhere tonight. Just take one. The one on the bottom, the red one, is doesn't expire this weekend, so it's happy. Take one and on the honor system, maybe take a couple of bucks and go to the show. I'm the one of the archives, I've been doing it for 24 hours a day, with a few little exceptions for 4 or 5 years. And I do it out of my own pocket, and I don't really not need any return, but I would like to ask the favor of the staff and management to keep your tape. If there's any way to possibly put online a daily updated or a real-time track of our log, our broadcast log, not the weekly really schedule that's staggered, something that shows everything that's gone on, including notes from particular broadcasts that's provided by the producer. That way we can constantly keep track, and then, somebody who's actually archiving them themselves can annotate things, can annotate the archives that I have.
Thank you very much.
I like to support Rodrigo's motion. It's ridiculous that we continue to marginalize the majority community in this city by not providing translation services or report to the listeners in Spanish. It's just the same way you're marginalizing and condoning language and behavior towards my sister. You know, I got 9 sisters, and I would be pissed off, if one of my sisters appeared in that magazine the way I did. So I think So you have to sometimes think outside the box. Sometimes you have to think not only with your mind, but with your mind and your heart. You know, when you see somebody displayed like that, you have to lose the dressing. Now, in regard to the structure committee's motion, 10 seconds, okay. In regard to the structure committee's motion, I support it. I like to add that, you know, I like to compliment what's posted in the minutes. And I also like to add that the listener comments be included in the summaries of whatever comes out of the structure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is coming regarding the structure committee proposal to receive and forward listener items for LSPB agenda. The reason that, and I understand that Harrison is right with this, and my personal reason is that such a placement on the LSPB agenda is the final safety valve when the listeners are sensing something is going wrong, and it can't be adjusted through LSPB members, it can't be addressed through LSPB members. So for instance, we've just come to a period when whatever we're asking us as advisory board or local station board, we're possible to review this and suggestions, that's why we have to get into the struggle. That's why the lawsuits happen. Listeners were not able to get, one of the reasons was that listeners were not able to get things done on the LSPB agenda. So I would ask that the structure committee proposal include a very strong appeal process so that the structure committee is not simply a gatekeeper for agenda items.
Thank you very much, and thanks to all listener sponsors. We heard what you said. Now, before I, one of the things I want to do is go to the vote very quickly. David, what's your issue?
I wanted to make a quick response.
Here's what I think the group wants. I think, is Eva still here? I think the board may be, that looks like vodka, not water. Okay, we're going to ask Eva to make a quick comment about Francisco's comment about the police being in the station.
Can I make a comment in response to one of the items?
Yes, after.
I spoke to Dan this morning, and I was going to send a memo for the LSB to be sent out tomorrow. They didn't want to address the same problems, they didn't want to make a panic. A couple of months ago, somebody sending mail was taking the cake as the return address is taking the cake. And we've been dealing with this. You've seen
it. I have seen it.
For several months now. The initiative has gone out just to Los Angeles, now it's sent out nationally. I mean, we're dealing with the phone calls every day from people inquiring us. And it's hate mail, it's kind of terrorist threats, and it's very kind of wild stuff that goes out in our name. And I am dealing, and Nathan, we are dealing with the U.S. Postal Service's Law Department. We are now looking at filing criminal charges and what our legal report is. We're also dealing with the FBI, some of the police departments. I mean, it's like 6, 7, 8 police departments now involved with us. Because we have been requesting help for several months, and now suddenly it's become an emergency issue with the police because a lot of people have filed complaints against it.
Can you tell us why they were there? They came last night. What prompted?
Well, they came last night because they're getting all this mail. Yeah. So suddenly it's an emergency for them after we've been trying to get help from them for 4 months from the North Hollywood police. So I am supposed to, I have requested that the U.S. Postal Services stop the mail, so I have to get a letter out tomorrow that I have to get legally to get that specific mail stopped. And I'm looking at, we could potentially put out a statement on the web. I'm not sure if we should put out a statement on the air because I'm concerned that there's going to be more panic. But the thing is national. So a little background on this guy, he's been doing this for maybe 2 years. 3 years ago, he was in prison. He went to court, he won the case. He won the case based on his First Amendment rights.
Okay, we unfortunately can't take any more time. I actually sat in on an interview with the police officers. They have to come to the state and have to investigate it because they're using, as you pointed out, they use our return address and make accusations and threats. So the police come to the return address and of course
just randomly.
We're not responsible. So I don't think we can spend any more time on this. Now, David, the problem here is we've got to get to these votes. Can you take 30 seconds?
As a home extension, I appreciate the show. Our collective action is due to recent issues. But first of all, we don't have control programming out because we're program council management. But the other thing is,
how do you
that program council created those spaces, that Friday and Monday, they were specifically created for series.
Okay. This is no longer in order. This is no longer in order. Okay, here's the thing we have to vote on. I'm just going to go back over this to refresh your memory, but the secretary is going to dictate the order in which we take them.
Okay, the first thing to vote on is the Harrison Wild motion, which was tabled by Jan, until a process is developed by the board.
You have the motion. You had a motion from the structure committee on the process.
No, there was no motion.
Therefore, no. It remains tabled until a motion is brought before the board.
But there is no
motion. The structure committee has one motion, and that has to do with the election collective. So let's go to the second.
Can I move and we accept the recommendations on this?
Well, the problem here is,
next time,
because we would have to go back to public comment if a new motion came before us. We couldn't vote until public comment. So we're going to rule that motion is tabled, and at the next meeting, a process can be voted on when it's in the form of a motion. Go to the next.
The next motion is the Leslie Radford abandoned fire motion.
All right, we're going to go to a vote on the Leslie Radford abandoned fire. Is everyone aware of what that motion says, or do you want it read to you?
No.
Okay. A roll call? Okay. We're going to go to that vote now, and the secretary will call the roll.
Brady Farron? No. Dave Adelson?
Is David here?
Yes.
What is the fire motion? Maria Armudian?
No. What they're saying is they want you to come back to them at the end of the vote.
Okay. Lydia Brazon? No. Okay. Maria Israel Coyer?
No.
Okay. Jill Gallego?
No.
All right. Turner Bluff?
No.
All right. Jan Goodman?
No.
All right. Terry Goodman?
No.
Okay. Kimberly King?
No.
Okay. Sonali Wahakar?
Abstain.
All right. Arturo Lemus?
No.
All right. Kaitlyn Alaminsky?
Abstain.
Okay. Ed Pearl?
No.
All right. Ray Zafour?
Yes.
Okay. Margaret Fresca?
No.
Okay. Donna Warren?
No.
All right. Don White?
Do I vote?
No. You don't vote.
All right. So we have...
Are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah.
Jay Nielsen? Okay. Maria Moudian? Same. Okay. And Olivia. So we have... Rodrigo voted. Okay. So we have 5 abstentions, 1 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, no.
Okay,
so
the motion failed. So the secretary will now recite the next motion to be voted on.
Okay, the next motion is a Glenn Cutler motion. And this motion is, Lydia Berzon moves that no statement or letter response to Hustler magazine be issued at this time, and that the KKK LSC appoint an ad hoc committee to develop an appropriate response with regard to the Hustler magazine issue discussed at the February LSC meeting in consultation with the general manager and Oro Bogado, and that the committee report back to the LSC at the April LSC meeting.
Okay, we're going to go to a vote on this. Those in favor of the motion, raise your card.
You said that there would be a yes and no, two yeses and two no's.
Well, no, only if it's called for. The process of the board is that after public comment, we can take 2 for and 2 against if board members call for it.
Okay, so I'm calling for it.
Okay, you're calling for it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Go for it.
I would like to speak against this motion. Of course, now that we are near the end of the meeting, I can't bring about another motion because then we couldn't vote on it until after public comment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I disagree very much with the spirit of this motion. I think, as some listeners have pointed out, it is not very difficult to simply put out a simple statement, not necessarily a letter, but a simple statement, denouncing the attacks on Oro Bogado. I am surprised that management didn't take it upon themselves to do that. I don't think anybody at the local station board would have objected to them putting out a statement denouncing the attacks on Oro Bogado. Management has certainly taken unilateral action on far more complicated issues in other circumstances, and I don't know why this particular thing is being really debated so much. I don't think that inaction is a good policy. Inaction means we agree, or we, by our silence, are allowing Flint to malign and really destroy the credibility and reputation of one of our programmers. So I really disagree with the spirit of this motion and the way in which it was presented.
Is there someone who would speak for the motion? Ed?
The whole point of it is to have the LSC on its own, not just rely on the manager. It is not an affirmation or a denial of what she or Eva either has forced or chosen to do her own judgment. It has to do with the LSC. And it has nothing to do with it. It is our responsibility to respond. That can include a direct letter. That can include everything. It's an affirmation of our duty to pursue this matter in the way, including in the way that Nari is proposed.
Now, the chair would just like to know, are there two speakers? Are there two, one for and one against? How are you speaking?
Again.
Okay, is there a speaker who's going to speak for? No, I know that, but that's not me. Okay, chair recognizes Arturo.
Yeah, I think, again, this puts us in the situation of not acting or postponing the situation. To me, the motion that Sonali presented at the last thing was very clear. I don't see any contradiction to this. And somehow it just got muddled in all kinds of theories of this and theories of that. We could have easily just approved that, and we would have, I don't think there's any repercussions in regards to this motion. The motion is very clear. And so, that's what I want to say.
Thank you.